From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Alyssa Block. It is day two of the Masters, where Tiger Woods is trying to make a comeback after his scandal-induced hiatus from golf. And now Nike, one of Woods' endorsers, has unveiled a new ad featuring the voice of Tiger Woods' father, who died in 2006.
Tiger, I am more prone to be inquisitive, to promote discussion. I want to find out what your thinking was. I want to find out what your feelings are. And did you learn anything?
Well, commentator Brian Unger learned something, and he wants to tell us what his feelings are.
Hey, Tiger, you ruined my morning again. You see, I don't have to look at your face first thing in the morning because I'm not dating you. But when I hunger for news with pictures, say, glimpses of a revolution in a faraway land, or word of a nuclear treaty, hey, there you are. Please, get out of my bed. And then you followed me downstairs. Before I could grind the coffee beans, before I could put kibble in my dog's bowl, you broke into my brain with your weepy, sniveling image. You probably got pancakes for breakfast. Guess what my dog and I ate? A swoosh. Well, I saw it more as a check mark. Image laundering commenced. Check. Endorsement deal back on. Check. Man not so into monogamy. Check. Hey, there he is again. America's most popular powder. Brought to you by the media industrial complex that built him up, tore him down, and is rebuilding what they tore down. This austere Nike ad, it's not controversial. It's kind of pathetic and dark. The ghostly voice of your departed dad. Your ambiguous stare asking me for what? Forgiveness? Hey, I'm not your Moses. I need coffee. At the very least, Nike, sell me shoes, not a comeback. Here's a one-man focus group Nike, free of charge. Shoes make me run faster. Tiger Woods makes me run away from Nike. Mr. Woods, you're like Sarah Palin at a Tea Party rally. I can't turn you off. I can't get you out of my life. You don't need therapy. You need government regulation, the FCC, to limit your bandwidth. Only after fining news organizations for their laziness and malpractice. Because when you do something other than just play golf, you hijack the national conversation for no constructive purpose, begging America to love you. Dude, it makes me feel creepy. I'm not your wife. Go beg her to love you, quietly, privately, on some tropical island you forgot you owned. Just anywhere but in my bedroom.
Commentator Brian Unger lives in L.A. and has never used the new golf clubs in his closet.